two new witnesses in Fagan mystery to testify Thursday. Atlanta Journal. Wednesday, May 7, 1913. Detectives said to attach much importance to testimony that two girls will give when inquest resumes. Inquest will be ended Thursday, says Dunhu. Paul P. Bowen has been released by Houston officials, chief detective, and 14 policemen are discharged. Two new witnesses, whom the detectives have recently located, are expected to give testimony of importance at the final session of the Fagan inquest Thursday. One of the witnesses is Miss Grace Hicks, of 100 McDonough Road, daughter of James E. Hicks. Miss Hicks worked at the same machine with Mary Fagan, but has not been to the factory since the latter was slain. Miss Hicks was closeted for 2 hours with the detectives Tuesday evening, but it is not known just what her testimony will be. Appears to be missing words in the printing ad. Day Mary Fagan was killed, but did not see her, according to a statement she made to a journal reporter Wednesday afternoon at 2:45 o'clock. The last time I saw Mary Fagan was on the Monday before she was killed, said Miss Hicks. That was the day she got laid off. I was uptown Saturday, the day she was killed, but I did not see her. The name of the other witness has not been learned. That witness, a young woman who works at the factory, will testify according to the same report that on the Saturday that Mary Fagan met her death, she, the witness, went to the factory to get her own envelope. According to the report, the young woman will testify that she went to Superintendent Frank's office between 12:10 and 12:20 o'clock, the time Mary Fagan is supposed to have gone for her pay, and waited about 5 minutes. To finish inquest. The coroner's inquest will be concluded Thursday, according to coroner Paul Donahue. The inquest has been probably the most thorough and exhaustive ever conducted in Georgia, the jurors having spent many hours in listening to testimony in the case, and now the coroner is determined that the inquest itself shall be concluded at Thursday's session and the jurors relieved from further duty in the case. It is probable that the body of little Mary Fagan interred at Marietta a week ago will be again exhumed before the final session of the jury. It is said that one important point has now not been fully covered by the examination, and this will necessitate the lifting of Mary Fagan's body from the grave a second time. Before any action is taken, however, the parents of the slain girl will be consulted. It is probable that Dr. J.W. Hurt, the country physician, and Dr. H.F. Harris of the State Board of Health will make the second examination. It was reported that the principal reason for exhuming the body again is to get some of the hair from the murdered child's head in order that it might be compared with the hair found in the metal room at the pencil factory. It is understood that the hair which was in possession of the detectives has been lost. Officials will make no definite statement relative to the second examination of the girl's body, but it was learned from the coroner that at noon Wednesday, the physicians, who are to make the examination, had not started for Marietta. It is said to be practically certain, however, that the body will be exhumed before the convening of the final session of the inquest. No evidence against Bowen. A development of interest in the case is the release of Paul Peniston Bowen, the former Atlantean, who was arrested in Houston, Texas, as a suspect in the Fagan case. The release of Bowen carries out the prediction made Tuesday afternoon by the Journal, when after a vigorous investigation, the Journal was able to show that it was practically impossible for Bowen, who left here about 9 months ago, to have been in Atlanta or Georgia at the time of the murder. Young Bowen is well and favorably known in Atlanta, where he worked for several years and has many friends here who have received letters from him recently. He comes originally from Noonan, where his family is prominent. Interesting in connection with Bowen's release is the announcement of the summary removal from office of Chief of Detectives George Payton of Houston, who made the arrest. Chief of Police Ben S. Davison declares that Payton exceeded his authority in taking young Bowen into custody. Chief Beavers has wired Houston that Bowen is not wanted by the Atlanta police. Inquest at 9:30. Interest in the Fagan investigation is again centered in the coroner's inquest, which is scheduled to resume its probe into the mystery on Thursday morning at 9:30 o'clock. Just what witnesses will go before the coroner's jury is not known, as the actions of the officials have been shrouded in mystery since the active entrance of Solicitor Dorsey in the case. It is probable, however, that in addition to recalling Newt Lee to the stand, the jurors will hear the testimony of Dr. Hurt, of Dr. Harris, and of Dr. Claude Smith, the city bacteriologist, who has examined the bloodstains on the shirt found at Lee's home, on the floor of the factory, and on the garments of the murdered girl. Newt Lee to testify. The examination of Newt Lee before the jurors will be a vigorous probe, similar to the questioning Monday afternoon of L.M. Frank, and a special emphasis will be laid on the conversation the two men had some days ago in the Negro's cell. It is not improbable that Mr. Frank himself will be recalled to the stand. Despite the fact that he gave testimony for 3 hours and a half, the stenographic record of his statement is being examined by the officials in order that they may bring him back if they are able to find any pertinent question that was not put to him during the 3 1/2 hours examination Monday. Lemmy Quinn, foreman of the tipping department in which Mary Fagan worked, may be another witness before the inquest. Quinn's corroboration of Frank's statement that he, Quinn, came to the factory a few minutes after Mary Fagan got her pay envelope will, it is said, be attacked by the detectives. Few other witnesses will be examined Thursday, it is said, although it is probable that the two girls who are said to have been paid shortly before Mary Fagan arrived at the factory may be put on the stand.